margins always come into play with either invasive or in situ breast cancer. And there's ongoing work at our place with the role of MRI, looking at whether we can design our operative field smarter by doing preoperative MRIs. It's a problem because it's an expensive technology. It's a technology that not everyone has access to. And it can see phantoms. There's a reasonably high false positive rate associated with it. But nationally, and we fall into this group, re-excision rates for people who do pay attention to margins approach 50%. Almost half of our patients are going back for more surgery. So we need a smarter way to do that. I think the second scenario where there's a little bit of concern is in national trials of partial breast radiation therapy. The PETO meta-analysis raises the bar on the value of local control. I'm not a naysayer. In fact, we are participating in the NSABP B39 trial. But it is a cautionary note that whole breast radiation now has an established track record in a meta-analysis with proven deleterious effects in patients who did not receive whole breast radiation. So it's just a cautionary note.
Can you talk a little bit more about, you know, how you assess margins and make decisions about whether to re-excise?
We've recently changed our approach to margins. In the past, we did a lumpectomy, either by palpation or by image guidance with a wire, and oriented that specimen in space with silk sutures. The pathologists then applied 6 different colors of ink to the mass that we removed. And we found that this was not accurate enough, that the definition of what was anterior and what was superior was really left to the hands of a pathologist who wasn't there and didn't really know. So today what we're doing is doing a lumpectomy, a reasonable lumpectomy, and then right then and there, intraoperatively, shaving the margins individually. So I know that what I'm sending to the pathologist is superior, is medial, is inferior. We place a silk suture on the new margin, on the shave. This has been very successful. We've dropped our re-excision rate, we've dropped our positive margin rate, and when we've had to go back for a positive margin, we've been much more successful in finding more residual cancer.